Welcome to the Mambo in the City Salsa Podcast. My name is Adrian Montañez, and I want to welcome you guys to another great edition of this Salsa Podcast. The podcast is sponsored by the Lehman Center for the Performing Arts. We're eternally grateful for being able to have this opportunity to pair with the Lehman Center and share the upcoming concerts. I know Andy Montañez is coming up with Tito Puente Jr., a bunch of other artists and guests. Visit lehmancenter.org for tickets. The venue is stellar. The stage is amazing. The lighting, and of course, the sound. You know, a lot of the times I kick myself because I missed one of the biggest concerts that Lehman had, which was Eddie Palmieri and Lalo Rodriguez. And I wish I had checked out that concert because it was one for the ages. You know, and that stage, so many great artists have pass through the Lincoln Center stage, Tito Rojas, Tito Nieves, La India, you know. So visit lehmancenter.org, get your tickets, get them early. You know, I know La India is coming for Mother's Day, and we got Eddie Herrera, and it's a really good time. So don't forget, again, we want to thank the Lehman Center for the Performing Arts this Sunday. Big concert at the Lehman Center as Jazz at the Lincoln Center presents Sing and Swing at the Lehman Center for the Performing Arts, Sunday, February 25th, 2024, at 4 p.m. afternoon show, guys, okay? So after church, after you have your lunch with your family, come down to the Lehman Center, check out the incredible Jimmy Bosch with special guests there, and I'll get you their names, don't forget. And see my preambulo, speaking of the man, again, he will be performing this Sunday at the Lehman Center for the Performing Arts. Please welcome to the Mambo in the City Salsa Podcast, the one and only, en trombón criollo, Jimmy Bosch. Como?
How you doing, Adrian?
I'm doing amazing, man. I mean, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk about the Lehman Center for the Performing Arts this coming Sunday. You want to tell us a little bit about the show you're putting together?
Well, I'm very excited that I've been invited to be a part of the Lincoln Center Performing Arts Center Swing, Sing and Swing event with two fine jazz trumpet players that are both singers as well. And I'm going to be performing with my group, Salsa Masters, Jimmy Bosch Salsa Masters group, playing trombone and singing myself. And should be a lot of fun. One of the things I'm very excited about is that in this effort, you have two genres of music on the same stage, on the same day, in the same venue. That's exciting to me because it introduces perhaps new people to my music and new people that come to hear my band to that music. And so that's a wonderful thing. Nothing but growth, the way I see it, you know. And I think more of this kind of events should happen, especially here in New York City, you know.
Absolutely, my brother. And you know what? I met Jimmy Bosch in the clubs back in the day. I don't remember which club it was, but I don't remember who you were performing with, but I met Jimmy Bosch in the clubs, and I was in awe. I never forget. There was an album that Jimmy had done. And when I saw this album, I was just like, who is this guy, man? Like, you know, this is the album right here.
Because I had no shoes on.
No, I mean, you know, you want to root somewhere. You know what I'm saying? The chops, you know, the trombone. It's like you didn't care about gravity here, but you were all the way to the top.
You know where that picture was taken?
Dime.
That was not the rooftop of the Rainbow Room.
So this is not even like created with a background and all this stuff. This is an actual photo.
The only thing that was changed or that was edited was the coloring of the sky, yada, yada, yada. But this is the New York City skyline. I literally sat on that column of the fence on the roof of the Rainbow Room of Rockefeller Center there.
That is absolutely amazing, bro.
Yeah.
So I was right in my opinion of you being a badass from the beginning because, I mean, bro, who took this photo, matter of fact?
Oh, man, a really, really, really famous photographer. It escapes my name at the moment, but he's got a studio on Pier 59 at Chelsea Piers. Around this time, Ana Arias, may she rest in peace, was my manager. And she had a relationship with this photographer who was putting together a photography book of photos of jazz artists and Latin jazz artists, yada, yada, yada. And so they bartered to use my photos in his book, and he shot photos for my album, and he chose the location, top of the Rainbow Room. That's how we got to do that.
That's amazing, bro. Yeah. And over the years, I've seen more photos of you than most musicians over time. You know, do you realize that these guys have captured you the way they have over the years?
Well, you know, I've been, I have a photogenic bald head, I guess. I don't know. It's quite funny, actually. I'm sure this happens to other musicians, but, you know, we meet fans around the world and they bring us photos of ourselves. And it's like, okay, thank you. Appreciate it. You know, it's nice. But in some cases, the photos are really spectacular. They just really, they capture moments of passion around the world, things that we probably would not have if it wasn't because of our fans or people who have so much love and passion for live music come take pictures and then want us to have some of those pictures because that's their work. That's their art to be able to capture that. That's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful compliment, you know?
I agree. And as a photographer, I can brag a little bit. I remember taking this photo back in Brooklyn. You know, but something about your persona, because you're a show on its own. So by my experience, when did that change for you in terms of just starting your own kind of, I mean, because you always look phenomenal, you know, it's the discipline part. But when did that change from, you know, just now you're dressing you like a sideshow, like a second show as part of a big show?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I can go way back to the beginning, man. I picked up the trombone at 11 years old. At the age of 13, I started playing with local bands in Hoboken. I mean, by 13, I was already, I discovered I could, like, make up lines, moñas, what we call moñas today. I didn't really know what I was doing, but, you know, adding, yeah. That's, I had hair and everything back then. I've always had this element of celebration. I really loved doing this, you know, even 50 some odd years, 53 years later, I still love doing it. I still love playing the instrument. I still feel the music, the rhythms, and I bounce off of percussionists. I bounce off the piano player, the bass player, the singers. It's all food for me, and it drives me and moves me as much as anybody. As much as you say that you enjoy the stuff that I do, I enjoy it as much as you do what I do. And that's the beauty of it, that I can transmit that energy so that you get it, that you feel it. And people in front of me or listening on records, and, you know, if they close their eyes, it feels like they're alive. And yeah, just, I don't know. I've always been that. And part of that for me is representing myself, the way I dress, the way I groom, everything in my presentation, because I have a lot of respect for this, which makes me money and pays my bills and brings me so much joy and so much happiness and so much healing. We're real important. This music carried me through some of the most difficult times of my life. I have survived many, many, many losses in my life. So this music for me is like a big, big deal. And for as long as it's that, I keep doing it. I'm a lucky guy.
I agree. That's absolutely amazing. And some of the countries that, you know, through music you've traveled to, here's an example, you know, over the years. Of people that have seen you perform around the world.
Zacatecas, Mexico.
Mira pa eso. So tell me about, I know that you're a massive fan of Eddie Palmieri.
Oof.
And every time I've seen you perform with Palmieri, it's just, you know, so my question is, when the first time you played with Palmieri, do you remember the first time you played with Eddie?
Listen, I've been playing with Eddie Palmieri as far as I can remember, as much as I can remember, 1996-ish, maybe a little bit before that, were like some of the first times I got to share the stage with the Eddie Palmieri Orchestra. And how blessed am I? And anybody who has played with Eddie Palmieri will tell you the same thing, that I am blessed to have been able to share the stage and play from my heart for such a great master that I happen to love like a father. I love him so very, very much. I care about him. Interestingly enough, you know, he has had some recent health challenges, but miraculously, he's strong and coming back strong, and we're going to perform again, you know, at the Blue Note. He's got a residency coming up starting March 11th. Every other Monday will be at the Blue Note for 3 months. It's just, I'm so excited, man, and that Eddie Palmieri receives me and allows me his platform, his stage, to do what I do. Yeah. With a smile on his face. Listen, man, I'm a happy guy. I'm a lucky guy, because if I can turn Eddie Palmieri on, you know, I can only pray to come close to the bone players he had before me, like Barry Rogers, Jose Rodriguez. I mean, talk about a history of a band leader who had trombone players that bring it. I'm happy to be one of those, and that he's happy with me and my playing with and my contributions to his music. I'm blessed. I'm really blessed.
That's absolutely dope, man. I love that. What has this year, 2024, looked like for you so far in terms of music?
Well, it looks like a new year. what can I tell you? I survived 23, survived 22, survived 21. And I get emotional thinking, you know, saying that, because we lost so many great, great people in those 3 years, right?
Right.
So I wake up every morning, I say thank you for another day. And what does 24 have in store for me? I have a few trips to Colombia coming up in different cities with different ensembles. I'm trying very, very hard to take my New York band on the road, because I feel that it's time for the Jimmy Bosch Orchestra to be invited to play at these festivals around the world, especially South Central America, because son nuestra plaza, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's cool that they bring the same groups over and over again every year. That's wonderful. But there are bands here like myself and other cats, my fellow musicians from my era, that deserve the opportunity to bring our music to those plazas. You know, Ray Barreto, I always remember this, man. Ray Barreto, when I worked with Ray Barreto, one of the things he was always very sad about was that he didn't get invited to play enough in Colombia, Venezuela, in Panama, and Chile, and Costa Rica, and all these countries that loved his music and still today honor Ray Barreto. But they didn't invite him to play with his band in those countries. He did Europe every year. He did all over the States. You know what I mean? He did the Caribbean. But South and Central America, for some reason, didn't really, really call Ray Barreto. And what a great band it was. And everybody loved the band and the records. But, you know, he didn't have it like that. He didn't have the management or the backup or to make it happen. So that's my goal for 2024. That's what I'm trying to do. And this year is my year to put out another record. It's long overdue. And
oh.
I'm committed to doing that. I'm getting ready to go to the studio, and I'm excited about that.
Speaking of records and creating new music, do you have a confident person that you ask their rough opinion? Give me, you know, I just put this out, give it to me straight. Do you have somebody that you trust with you, you know, musically?
El público. I trust the público. You know, I do it. You know, if anybody will tell you, Jimmy Bosch does it his way, or he takes the highway. You know what I mean? I do it my way, and I'm at peace with me. When I go to sleep at night, I'm happy with myself. When I wake up in the morning, I'm happy with myself. You know, many, many people think I should practice more. I should learn jazz. I should do this. I should do that. And I'm like, it's cool that you think what you think. But, you know, there's evidence that I'm a pretty happy guy as I travel around the world, and I perform in venues where people are happy to enjoy my presence, my playing, my workshops and clinics and all of that stuff. I have a lot to share. I'm healthy. I'm vibrant still. I do it my way, Adrian. Yeah. I don't really worry about what anybody else thinks. I could care less, really. And you know, even singing as a singer, right? I wrote all these songs for my bands for a bunch of singers that I had the blessing of sharing my recordings with me, right? But as time went on, those guys are doing their own thing and I'm doing my thing. And so I started singing my own music, especially because I was living in Japan for 15 years.
Oh, wow.
And there were no guys, no singers over there. So I started singing my material over there, and sometimes an emergency in Europe because my singer didn't make it to Europe, and I had to sing it myself. It's just, and tell you the truth, I love it. Am I a great singer? I don't know if I'm great or not. I could care less. I just know that I have a lot of fun doing it, and people put up with me. I make them laugh. I make them cry. I make them, you know, I do what singers do. That's it. I ain't trying to be Papi Chulo, even though I am a Papi Chulo. I'm just saying, you know. I love what I do. I'm not pretending to be anything more than what it is. I give it to people raw. You know, I do it because I'm not afraid to do it, and I love doing it, and I sing in tune, unlike some. I'm just saying, you know, and I have fun doing it. And again, you know, when I sing with my band and the musicians that work with me, I make them laugh. You know, I turn around and I say some, you know, pretty raw stuff sometimes when I sing, because I shoot off the hip. And when I see that my band members are getting a kick out of hearing me sing the things I sing and say the things, interact with what I see in an audience with women and clothes and the vibe and the energy, that's the old school. That's old school singing, man. I just do it because I dare to, you know. That's it.
And Jimmy's, if you guys haven't seen, Jimmy's a tremendous, tremendous mambo salsa dancer, you know, which is, he está con el público, which is something that I would go to the socials and I see Jimmy in the middle and I say, oh shit, Jimmy's on the only. And then performing and you know, like, I love that part that you interact con el público and you integrate, you know, so many things.
You know, we're dancers. Musicians are dancers at heart. You know, we dance through our instruments, through our playing. But in my case, I actually like to dance with my feet, you know. Mm-hmm. And the Salsa Congress and the salsa music, salsa dance world is huge. It's global. It's all over the world. So why would I not tap into that and generate work from that? Make sure that my relationship is strong with that community. Dance and live music go hand in hand. One feeds the other. It's just the way it is. And I love it. I really love it.
That's absolutely beautiful. And again, guys, we want to remind you, Jimmy Bosch and his Salsa Masters will be at the Lehman Center for the Performing Arts this coming Sunday, February 25th at 4 p.m. I believe, Jimmy, you're opening up, right, bro?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 4 p.m. Downbeat on stage, Lehman College in the Bronx. Be there or be square kind of thing.
Yeah, pick up your tickets at LehmanCenter.org. Don't forget, it's 4 p.m. Nice and early, like I said. You want to bring the family out. You want to check out Jimmy Bosch live and be able to enjoy what he's done masterfully for many, many years, which is perform in front of a lot of people, bro. Let me ask you a question. In terms of people throughout your life, what did this gentleman teach you in terms of discipline and music and things like that?
Wow. Manny Oquendo, Andy Gonzalez,
yeah.
Jerry Gonzalez, all those fellas in my experiences with Libre early on. Oh my God. This is his family right there. Georgie Delgado, Papo Vasquez, Pupi Cantor Torres, Frankie Vasquez, El Mau Olivera, Dan Reagan, Lenny Polara. These are all friends and comrades, man, that became an institution. You know, that this band was already an institution by the time I joined it. Mm. You know? And how blessed am I to land a gig with Libre, a trombone band that was all about improvisation, that was all about freedom of expression. That is exactly where my platform comes from. My platform with my band is to feature everybody in my band. That's what Libre did. That's what Eddie Palmieri did. That's what Cachao did. I got to work with Ray Barreto. All these bands I got to do this with, they allowed me to evolve and develop and play monias and create on the spot. I mean, so many, 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 many beautiful, beautiful memories. I have nothing but gratitude for all that I learned, for all of those teachers who have been in my life. I love them. I will always love them. I'll never forget them. And I carry their teachings through my work as an artist, as a performer, as a trombonist, as a singer. Today, I still do the way they did it, as close as I can.
I love it, bro. Bro, Georgie Delgado was part of Libre, bro.
What?
I don't believe that. Let's ask him. Mira lo ahí. Georgie
Delgado. What's going on, fellas? How you doing? Adrian, Jimmy, what's up?
God bless you, man. Nice to see you.
Photo, bro. What memories here, bro? I mean, that's so.
Yeah, man. That was what, 19? Well, I joined Libre in 1990.
Look how young you look, man. Dang.
Yeah.
I mean, you still look young, son.
Yeah.
But we both had hair a little bit back then.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot. Oh my God. It's so much, you know. And I'm so happy that Jimmy's on, you know, and he's getting this little space, you know, well-deserved space with you, Adrian. You know, Jimmy and I go back to, I believe we met in we started performing together in 1988 with a group called Típica 88.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of heavy hitters on that band. Oh my God, it was Jimmy, Willie Ruiz on trumpet, Leonel Roman on trumpet, Eddie Montalvo, Roberto Navarro, Goro. Oh, it was Danny Jimenez.
Oh man.
Man, it was a heavy, hard hitting band.
It was a swinging band.
Swinging, yeah. There's a couple of videos. There's a video floating around. And ever since then, you know, Jimmy and I have been, you know, really close. You know, we used to ride together and share many funny stories.
And get in trouble together,
yeah. Yeah.
Is that where you guys actually met? You guys met during the Típica 88?
Yeah, from there on, you know, because then after Típica 88, I used to play with Cerón. Then I went to Típica 88, and then I so happened to go and sub at a Libre gig. I went to sub for Eddie Montalvo, and dig it. I wasn't really conga playing wasn't my forte. You know, it was something that I knew how to play, but you know, it wasn't my thing. I didn't even have congas.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And Eddie Montalvo was the one who called me. And he said, "Yo, what are you doing today?" It was on a Saturday. I never forget. And he said, "I got a gig. I need you to cover a gig for me with Conjunto Libre at Vassar College." And I said, "Nah, Jimmy, you're shitting me, man. You know, I mean, not Jimmy, Eddie." I said, "Eddie, you know, because Eddie's a charlatan, you know." Mm-hmm. So I thought he was kidding me around, and he said, no, I'm dead serious. Come by the house, pick up some congas, and and I'll tell you how to get there, and that's it." And so I show up to the gig, and I never forget. Manny sees me. I knew Andy already, but Manny sees me, and Manny says, you know, Manny and Andy were like father and son. Manny says to Andy, he says, "Hey, Andy, who's the kid?" It was like I was in the media spotlight, you know. So and Andy says, "Nah, he's okay. So I sat down and I played, man. And then from there on, you know, and then, you know, of course, it was Jimmy. I believe it was Jimmy, Dan Reagan, Papo Vasquez, and Lenny Polaro. And man, and that to me was like a dream come true, you know, Jibarito from the Bronx, but from Humacao, Puerto Rico también, you know, and I had already came from Puerto Rico evolving with Libre, you know, already with Libre in and Manny and all of that. And so anyway, getting back to Jimmy. Jimmy, man, we've been good friends for so many years, man. We've been through, you know, good moments, sad moments, exciting moments. We've traveled the world, you know. And you know, there's one little note, man. I don't know if you remember this. We were in Colombia with was it the Mambo Legends?
Okay.
You remember that? We did the Medellin Jazz?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, right. You were on the gig, and we started talking about our mothers, you know? I think your mom had recently passed away. Mm-hmm. And you and I were, I don't forget this, man. And you really touched me. And we were talking about, you know, our passings of the moms and stuff like that. And to me at that moment, it really hit me hard, you know, and I had to walk away from you. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember that.
Wow.
And I had a moment, you know, a tearful moment, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
And the next thing I know, I disappeared from your presence.
Right.
And all of a sudden you came back and you found me and you hugged me and you said, man, it's going to be all right. You know, and mm-hmm. that to me, wow, you really took me there.
I love you, bro.
And the other days too, man, I'm getting emotional right now. The other days we did a gig with Pete Nader, you know, yeah. It was Narcotics thing.
Yes.
Narcotics. And you sang that tune, what is it, Otra Oportunidad?
Otra Oportunidad.
Man, and you touched everybody's heart, man. You really dug deep into the people, man.
Yeah, that was a nice moment. I agree. Thank you.
And you know, besides that, man, we've done a lot of things. We strive to be excellent at what we do, you know. And also have fun with it, you know.
Yeah,
I could be pissed at the world, man, but I sit down with the drum and it's over, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And nuestra terapia, you know, it's our therapy.
Yeah, you know, Adrian, when Jimmy and I get together or we go to do a session that belongs to Jimmy, something that Jimmy's producing, you know, it's a matter. There's not too much explanation that has to go on. You know, he just expresses what he wants, how he wants it. And there's not too much, you know, something to go crazy. I just know where, what he's asking for, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we came from two of the best universities, musical universities, which is Conjunto Libre and Eddie Palmieri, among others, you know?
Wow. Right. And so, listen, to top that off, Joji, the reason there's not a lot of discussion necessary when I have people like you at my side is because we feel each other.
Yeah. You
know, we
there's always, the chemistry. Yes. There's the musical chemistry and a friendship chemistry, you know?
Yeah. And sometimes for this kind of relationship, Adrian, in a studio, when we get together, if I just say this song is about my brother or about my mother or it's about my life, this happened, and this is what this song is about, play from your heart. What you put down is what's going to stay down, and everybody brings it. They just bring it, man. This is when you capture a live band in the studio. That's the real deal right there.
That's absolutely beautiful. And these two gentlemen have been part of, like they were saying, Conjunto Libre, the Mambo Legends, Spanish Harlem Orchestra. Mm-hmm. The list goes on and on. But Georgie, what have you, you know, in terms of Jimmy, Jimmy's a businessman, right? Jimmy, you see, Jimmy,
besides him being a great musician, a musician that will tell you a whole story through his trombone.
thank you.
He does what, there's a lot of great trombone players, but I never heard anybody sing the trombone like he does. And exactly. Not because he's there, but
thank you.
He'll tell you a story on that trombone, you know.
And I was going to ask that, Jimmy, how do you keep those moñas and those solos fresh? You know, country after country, club after club. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
This is how you do it. You pick up the instrument and you go.
Eso.
Listen.
Bro, the other day I was looking on YouTube, and honestly, Jimmy, you've transcended people to become and mirror your moñas over time. And there's just countless young people just doing the Jimmy Bosch, you know, whatever. You know,
I'll tell you one of my secrets, right?
Yeah.
When I hear a percussionist like George Delgado do it. I bounce off of those ideas. I imitate those sounds, those rhythms. Now, the reason I'm a percussive player is because I've always been connected. My ear, my heart is connected to rhythm. These guys.
You play a little bit of bongos yourself. I've seen you.
Yeah, I love it. I just, you know, just because I got so much energy, I just gotta let go. Yo tengo conga aquí, yo tengo maraca, güiro, campana, clave. I dropped my name. It's crazy, man. I'm lucky they didn't throw my ass out of here by now. Because I love playing the instruments. I have to try not to bother anybody, but it helps me with my whole rhythmic delivery on this instrument and my singing. I sing like I play trombone. I play trombone like I sing, and just like I play the drums, just like I listen to these guys. I imitate those sounds. That's what makes me different from jazz players who play a lot of notes and are really about theory and chords and all that stuff. I keep it pleasing to the ear, and I like to feel it in my body, my whole soul, my bones, my muscles, you know. Just that's my thing, you know.
Jimmy, how do you teach that to somebody who's starting? How do you teach them to separate themselves and become a second show during an act? I know, this is good advice.
I don't know, I just say, just play. Hey, George, what else?
Yeah, you know, there has to be, you know, there's the thing about playing your instrument, then there's really playing your instrument, you know? And you see, you got to understand the whole atmosphere that you're in, you know? The people dancing, sometimes I'm playing and I'll change the pattern up, and I see the impulse that it gives a person to change their dance steps. So I know I'm doing something different. You know, I'm making you, you know, react to it. And so there's a lot of things, you know, there's a lot of kids that are great players. I'm not trying to, you know, I don't want to get in trouble. I'm not trying to knock anybody, but they learn what they hear. It's not what they experience, you know? And coming from playing with Conjunto Libre, with Manny, would change it. You know, Manny was the master of taking solos at a slow tempo and talking to you. You know, not everybody can do that. Everybody can hold a slow tempo.
That's right. And
so we learned that, you know, and with Manny, you know, you on his good side, you want to take a solo every song. It's the same way with Palmieri. You know, if he's loving you on a particular day, I mean, he loves you all the time, but if he's extra loving you, I remember taking a solo on almost every tune on the first day.
Good thing.
You know, and I said, oh shit, you know, now I got to put the brain on overtime, you know, because they want you to tell a story. I remember Eddie telling me, he said, listen, when you take a solo, man, you got to tell a story. You know, you just not give me, you know, 20,000 rolls and all of that. You got to tell me a story. Tell me your back hurts. I almost tripped on the floor today. You know, whatever it is.
My cat almost died today.
and those guys, you know what? Manny and Eddie, all they strive was for the best. You know, they were anal. And I remember Manny being anal with me, but I knew how to take it, you know, because I said, man, this guy is, you know, I learned how to appreciate that, you know, and respect that, you know.
Listen, George, I'll tell you a funny story, man. I remember playing with Libre, right? And I was caught up in some stuff that I probably should not have been around that time in my life. And my playing was different. You know, I was kind of laying back, yada, yada, yada. And Manny screamed real loud on the microphone, "Se está robando el dinero! Se está robando el dinero!"
Manny was vicious, man, like that, you know. He'll love you to death, but he'll send your ass home.
What?
Yeah, you know, I saw him send, you know, people home and tell Andy, "Dile que se vaya para casa, que no me engañe," you know?
Exactly.
Great memories, bro. So, Jimmy, you have a few questions here. Here's the first one. Okay. Which was the orchestra which you most love playing for?
Well, I mean, there are several in that category. Eddie Palmieri, Manny Ocali Libre, Israel Cacha Lopez, and Ray Barreto are the four groups that I most had the freedom to blow and play and I really got to share my heart and feel their heart in the band. And the band was always full of great, great musicians. So it would have to be those four institutions really that were a part of my life. So equally all of them.
That's beautiful, bro. That's beautiful. Yeah. And you got guys here. You got musicians. Here's Richie Brouette.
Hey, Richito. Sam. Rich.
Sammy Garcia.
Vaya, Sammy.
Oh, Sammy, un abrazo. Oh, my sister Evelyn. How you doing, baby?
I want to thank Evelyn for helping me out because she, you know, we went over some questions. I said, yo, what's your brother like? You say, he beat up my dogs when I was a kid. You know? But we're wrapping up shortly because Jimmy has things to do. We can't keep Jimmy here all the time. But, you know, we want to also just really quickly remind you guys that Jimmy Bosch will be performing this coming Sunday at the Lehman Center for the Performing Arts. Jimmy Bosch and Salsa Masters. I want to know how that Salsa Masters came about, bro. But don't forget, get your tickets at lehmancenter.org. There it is right there. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy, who's going to be on stage with you?
I have a great band of some veterans and some young talent as well. So on piano, I have Adan Perez, who's a really fine pianist, arranger, recording engineer. He's a really wonderful, wonderful cat. And I love having him in the band. On bass, Alex Apollo Ayala from Puerto Rico. He's a great, great bass player. He's doing his own projects as well. Will be on the stage with us. On the brass, I have Dan Lerner on trombone. He plays with Avenida Bay and a bunch of other different projects around the city. And he went with me with this very band I took to Bogota, Colombia recently, Salsa al Parque, in front of 70,000 people. It was really, really a beautiful show. It's the same band that I'm presenting here. Guido Gonzalez on trumpet. I have Daniel Alboleda from Peru on tenor saxophone, Jorge Castro on baritone sax. So I got a full brass section. And I have three young guys, Georgie, three young guys that are got, kind of bringing it. I got Jesus Munoz from Peru on conga. He's a fine player and he's playing with a lot of different bands, Adolescentes, Swing Combo, Grupo Candela, and my band. I have Brian Pozo, who's my nephew. He's my cousin's son. He's my second nephew. He's in my bloodline. He's a fine young percussionist who's really, really dedicated to learning and studying. And he watches all these cats. He learns from all of these guys, Georgie Delgado and Sammy Garcia and Johnny Rodriguez. He's trying to do the right thing. He's been playing for a good amount of years already. And he's a young cat. And on timbales, Ricky Rosa, who's also singing and leading his own band as a singer. So he's doing some fun stuff. And the three of them, they know my delivery and what I expect of them. Like Georgie says before, they know what I want. They know what I need. And when they don't give it to me, all I got to do is turn around, look at them, and they understand that they need to bring it, you know. And so it's an exciting band full of energy. It helps me to stay young. And at my ripe old age of 64,
You got to keep in mind that just what Jimmy said, this is what keeps us young, man.
Yeah.
This is what keeps us young.
Yeah. Yeah. I work twice as hard as anybody in my band. Yes, you know, George. I sing, I play monias, I do solos, and I drive the band. And it inspires and motivates my artists that are on stage with me to work as hard as I do, or as close to that, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it a very, very exciting show every time I present my band.
Jimmy, how far have you traveled, in your life as a musician? What's the farthest you've traveled?
Oh, I don't know. Central Africa, South Africa, La Reunion, which is an island off the southern coast of Africa. Throughout all of Europe, Japan, China. I haven't performed in Korea yet, although I passed through Korea once or twice, but I haven't performed in Korea, South Korea, but Australia several times, maybe eight times already.
Beautiful.
Those places are pretty far.
We went to Australia together with Spanish.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Wow, huh? That was a long time ago, man.
I think if I'm not mistaken, I think we were one of the first salsa bands to perform at the Sydney Opera House.
Mira, el Mao Olivera.
Oh, my God, look at him. El sonero de la juventud del siglo... ¿Cómo es? ¿Qué le dice?
Yeah. I was talking to Germán earlier today, and I have asked him, I invited him to join. But we're going to do a totally different podcast. We're going to bring you guys back on, and hopefully you guys can join with Germán. and talk about this stuff because you guys are like, you guys are like the X-Men, bro. You guys, pieces, you know, to musically, you know, and if right now you guys, people that are watching are enjoying, you know, the lineage of masters that taught these guys how to play, the amazing bands they were part of, and but you know,
yeah. You know, interestingly enough, Adrian, we, George and I, if George, myself, and Manuel Oliveira and cats like us got together, we could probably talk for hours and hours and hours and hours about our experiences and our memories together, some of which would bring us to tears, like George mentioned before, you know. So it's a beautiful thing.
That is absolutely amazing. Well, we want to let Jimmy, you know, we're at our time, but I want to say thank you to George Delgado.
Thank you, brother.
Jimmy Bosch.
Nice to have you here with us, man. Thank you, baby.
Yeah.
It's been a real pleasure. And again, don't miss this Sunday, guys, at the Lehman Center for the Performing Arts, Jimmy Bosch and Salsa Masters. It's a 4 p.m. start, nice in the afternoon. You can go check out Jimmy and the Salsa Masters, listen to some music on a Sunday afternoon in a great venue at the Lehman Center for the Performing Arts. So again, we want to thank Jimmy Bosch and Georgie Legado, and we'll be back with some more of this, bro, because people need to hear the stories, bro. And
may I take this opportunity to thank you, George, personally and on the air for being a part of my records and for playing with my band as many times as you have. I absolutely love you and care about you, and I'm grateful to it that you share your heart, soul, and spirit with me. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
There it is, guys. We want to thank you guys so much for joining us on the Mambo in the City Salsa podcast. Jimmy Delgado, George.
Cameron Joseph does this. I love you guys.
Take care, guys.
Take care, man.
Wow. What a great podcast, guys. Two legends, the legendary Jimmy Bosch and the legendary George Delgado, joining us today on the Mambo in the City Salsa podcast, sponsored by the Lehman Center for the Performing Arts. Again, I cannot reiterate, don't miss this concert. This coming Sunday, tickets at LehmanCenter.org. It's a nice price ticket. Beautiful venue. Take your family there, hang out, and enjoy some music, some salsa. We got two genres of music there, presented by Jazz at Lincoln Center. They're going to have Puerto Ricans, you know, I got big lips. Sing and Swing at the Lehman Center for the Performing Arts, Sunday, February 25th, 2024 at 4 p.m. And it's going to be a really, really great show. Also, I want to give a shout out to my boy Tito Rodriguez Jr., celebrating his birthday today. Happy birthday, Tito Rodriguez Jr. And also, next week on the Mambo in the City podcast, next Wednesday, I'm going to have Tito Puente Jr. as my special guest, presented or sponsored by the Lehman Center for the Performing Arts. Tito Puente Jr. will be performing with Andy Montañez, or part of this concert with Andy Montañez, the Todo Una Vida concert happening at the Lehman Center. Again, get your tickets at LehmanCenter.org. And Niño de Tartayer is coming to the Bronx. Don't miss Andy Montañez. Like I always say, bro, don't miss the legends, you know, because that's just, an era that'll never come back. You know, support the new artists, but remember those legends and enjoy those concerts. So anyway, it's been a pleasure again. Thank you so much for everyone who joined us tonight for the podcast, a quick podcast here. And we want to thank Richie Ruette, Gilberto Melendez, my mom, Shangela, thank you so much, mom. Love you. Ricky Gonzalez, Eric Pisa, my boy Steven Reverend, Puerto Rico, Ray Vieira, Evelyn Bosch. Again, thank you, Evelyn, so much for the advice and giving me an insight about Jimmy, his growing up and things like that. And so who else we got on here before we head out of here? Joey Cruz, Wilbur Roman, you know, visit mambointhecity.com. You can check out photos from concerts that I photographed. Recently, I worked with Ray Ruiz at Radio City Music Hall. I got to photograph Ray Ruiz and work with him, which was an amazing opportunity. And also follow the Mambo in the City podcast and download it for free and enjoy. And if you know someone who loves podcasting and the stories like this of salsa, please share. All right. That is all, folks. My name is Adrián Montañez. And again, thank you so much to the Lehman Center for Performing Arts for the opportunity. And we'll see you next time on the Mambo in the City Salsa podcast.